Let's talk about the quarterback drama for the Cleveland Browns. Will Deshaun Watson, will Baker Mayfield start in week one? They're having a major issue here. And I want to dial right into the main point. The Cleveland Browns are dysfunctional. They're an organization, along with a few other ones, Jacksonville Jaguars, possibly the Giants have been bad, the Jets. There's a few other teams out there, but at the end of the day, they've been bad for a long time. We're not talking 1-2 years. We're talking like a decade here. And so let's pull up Deshaun Watson. I want to talk about the issues that's happening. He resolved 20 to 24 accusations. If you're just starting to watch this, this guy's got numerous accusations. I'm not saying he's not a good player. I'm not saying he's not a great talent. I'm not saying he's not worth money. What I'm saying is Deshaun Watson has an uphill battle that he might not be able to play week one. The NFL is talking about suspending him indefinitely. They're talking about possibility of 1-2 games, 10 games. We don't know. To be guaranteed that kind of money, we're talking LeBron James, you know, of the world, those kind of guys from basketball and the Derek Jeters of the world play baseball, they get guaranteed contracts. We're talking about football right now. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson, they don't get this kind of money. They don't get guaranteed funds. So, you know, there's something wrong with the Cleveland Browns. Super dysfunctional. And these two players, they're chasing it right now. And Baker Mayfield, he's asked for a trade. This guy requested a trade, and they were like, we're not giving any money toward that trade. Now the Cleveland Browns are going, hey, we got to do something. They're offering 50% of his contract now to help a team take Baker Mayfield. At least Baker Mayfield is taking you to the playoffs. I mean, Deshaun Watson might not even be able to be there week one. I mean, who all know these four accusations could be criminal charges or even worse. We don't know the situation. The courtroom's handling that, and we don't know how far this is going to go. But I can tell you, the Cleveland Browns and these two quarterbacks, they got some big issues. And who's the third string quarterback? Who's the trade they're looking for? That's what they should be talking about. Who's the player they're going to bring in? Because that's the player that can definitely play this year. Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield are not playing football right now. And it seems like Baker Mayfield kept friendly with the fan base. But for him to come back and start for the Cleveland Browns is just going to be so absurd. And if Deshaun Watson gets suspended, that leaves the Cleveland Browns sitting in a terrible situation once again. And when you're bad, for all of you that don't know the NFL draft, when you're shitty and you have a bad year, you get a chance to pick first, second, or third the next year. The Browns have been terrible for a long time. How are they not building that roster? How are they not building this organization? That's the question. So at this point, you're looking at two possibilities of people that are talented that might not be there. And I think it's time to start looking at who's the third string quarterback who could step up and start for the organization to come week one, or who can you look at to trade to bring in? Because Deshaun Watson was your trade. And as a speculator, you know, someone who's watching this, especially from the fans, they got to be looking at the Cleveland Browns going, what in the F are we doing right now?